Okay, today is Daf Gimel. We're on Daf Beis and Beis. Today we'll learn to Shir Lil Nishmas Lima Bas Yisrael, Pinchas Ben Shmuel Tzvi, Yisrael Le Ben Shmuel Tzvi, Moshe Ben Shmuel Tzvi, and Adina Bas Shmuel Tzvi. Those are my grandmother's siblings and her mother. Today they arrived at Auschwitz. 60 years ago today, they arrived at Auschwitz. They were all immediately killed except for my grandmother and her brother. All right, Shama Shav Elias. Okay, we're up to the third line from the bottom. V'amr Reb Yirmiyahu v'itein Reb Chiya bar Abba. Menatzba, the letters Menatzba, which are five letters, which have what's called a final letter, an end of letter, a letter Sofit, right? Those five letters, Sofim Amrum. They were said, they were created, they were invented, they were mentioned by the Nevi'im. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, Nevi'e Hadoros. What does that mean? Nevi'e Hadoros? So the Gra says, you know what that means? Why aren't the letters in alphabetical order? Why is it Menatzbeh? Why is it in alphabetical order? It's out of order. Chaf should be first. Says the Vilna Gaon, because each Navi in their own generation came up with another. First, they came up with a Mem. Then, at some later point, they came up with a Nun. Then a Tzadik. Then a Pei. Then a Chaf. That's what Rashi means. Each generation. It didn't happen at one shot. It happened slowly. That's one pshat. The other pshat, given by the Tosfo, says, it's to remind you that it rhymes with the word Sofim, which means a Navi. Right? Either way, it's not true that the Nevi'im came up with, they invented these letters. Because the Tispera, can you really think that? Back to the Gemara, the Tispera, is that possible? Voksiv Ela Mitzvot. It says these are the Mitzvot. Shein Navi Rishai Lachadish Gavar Meyata. That can't make something up. In the Tevet Torah, a Nun is going to look different. You can't do that. V'od, Amar Chista, Mem V'samach Shebeluchos B'nei Soya Omdim. The Mem and the Samach in the Luchos, which are the only two letters, pretty the same letter pretty much, where there's a space like that. So if you drew a Mem or a Samach on a engraved through stone, how would that middle piece, how did it hang there? The answer is it was an ace, which means they had a final Mem in the Luchos. So what do you mean the Nevi'im came up with it? It was already there. So the Gemara says you're right. In Mahava Hava, it was already there, but below Yadu, below Hava Yadu, but nobody knew. High Be'emtza Teva, High Be'sof Teva. Nobody knew if it belongs to the end of a word, or the beginning of a word, or the middle of a word. Vasu Tofim, and the Tofim came, the Nevi'im came. V'tiknu Pesuchin Be'emtza Teva. A regular letter is in the beginning of a word. Stumin, and the final letters is Be'sof Teva at the end of a word. That's the more sof, at the end of the day. Eilah ha-mitzvot. She'ein navi rishat asid l'chadish davar me'ata. Nobody can make a new. You can't make up something new. It's still something new made up. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, shichachum. Of course, it's an old story. It goes back to the Aseret HaDibros. It goes back to the Luchos. And what happened? Shichachum, it was forgotten. V'chazru v'yisadum. And it was reinstituted. Doesn't make any sense. Because all you have to do is open up a pair of tefillin, or open up a Torah, or a mezuzah, and you'll see they're all at the... What does that mean? They forgot. We forgot it? And then the Nevi'im reminded everybody. Because they didn't forget. They knew. What does that mean? I don't know. What do they know? So people would... Well, everyone knew there's such a thing. These five letters were different. There's two letters to every... These five letters. Two men's. There's two nuns. Nobody knew where they go. So was a nun going? Which one goes to the beginning of a word, at the end? Nobody remembered. The Nevi'im came along and said, no. These five only go at the end of a word. Right? So yeah, exactly. Nobody wrote a Sefer Torah. Nobody wrote a pair of tefillin. Nobody turned 13 and got a pair of tefillin. Well, what went on here? I don't know. Okay, next. No, just I know. Just the point is that it's a circle. The point is it's a circle. That's all.
Yeah, I'm saying, but
That question's not part of the Raya. The Raya is from the Mem. They also, Samach is also the same. If they wouldn't have said Samach, you would ask me, but how come they didn't say Samach? It's also a circle. Okay. Bummer of Yirmiyah, V'item of Chia Bar Abba, Targum Shal Torah, the Targum in Torah, which is today called Targum Unkelus, Unkelus Hager Amru, Unkelus the Ger said it, Mipi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, with under the guidance of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Targum Shal Nevi'im, the Targum of Nevi'im, Yonas and Ben Uziel Amru, it was said, written by Yonas and Ben Uziel, Mipi, Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi. Now, Yonas and Ben Uziel never met Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi, unlike Unkelus, who did meet those Tanoim. It means, which is the tradition of. It came, he never met them, they lived hundreds of years apart. And not only that, V'nizdaz Deya, Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meos Parsa, Al Arba Meos Parsa. The earth shook 400 miles by 400 parsa by 400 parsa. Okay? Yotzes Abaskol v'Amra. Abaskol came out. Mihu zeh says Shagila Sisrai l'vnei Adam. Who's revealing secrets to my children? Amad Yonas ben Uziel al Raglav. Yonas ben Uziel got up on his feet. V'Amra, and he said, Anihu Shagalisi Sisrecha l'vnei Adam. I'm the one who's revealing your secrets, God. I'm revealing the secrets to your people. To everybody. You should know. I didn't do this for myself. That I should be a number one bestseller. That's not why I did it. I didn't do it for my father's covet either. I did it for your covet. I did it. I wanted to make pshat in Sukkim. I don't want people arguing about pshat. I wanted to rein that in. The ode also. Bikesh Lagalas Targum Shal Ksuvim. He wanted to reveal the Targum of Ksuvim also. Yotz Abatkal of Amrlo, Dayacha, that's enough. That's enough. My time of why? Mishum the Isbe Kates Mashiach. Because Daniel talks about when Mashiach will come. And the Targum would have revealed it in a more open way. We read those Pesukim in Daniel, we don't know what they mean. Rishonim have tried to figure out what they mean, they've all been wrong. The Targum would have figured it out. That would have been not good, because you're not supposed to know when Mashiach is coming. What about today? It says the Rashba, but today, you open up a Navi, there is Targum. Right? There is such a thing as Targum. Right? So who did that? I don't think we know who did it. Someone else did it. Someone else wrote it. It was a Tana after Yonas and Ben Uziel. Right? I believe there is no Targum on Daniel. Open up a Daniel and check. I don't think it's a Targum on Daniel. And the Rashba says, Yonas ben Uziel felt to write a Targum on all Ksuvim and not Yonas ben Uziel, I'm not doing that. That I'm not doing.
Not
Daniel. To write on everything but Daniel, what kind of half job is that? I'm not doing that. Someone else eventually did it.
So what happened? He wrote it and then what?
No, he didn't write it. Someone else wrote it.
On Daniel. Everything else he wrote.
I don't know if there's a Targum on Daniel, I don't know. But someone else, there's Targum on Tehillim, someone else wrote that. Who did that on Ksuvim? Who did that? Some other title, we don't know who it is. Right? By the way, there's also Targum Yonas ben Uziel on Torah also. Right? Also. V'targum shel Torah, the Targum of Torah, Uncle Sager Amru? Is that true that Uncle himself wrote it? Amar of Ikabar Avin, Amar of Chanan, Amar Rav. My dechziv. What does it mean when it says Vayikru v'sefer Torah Elokim, that they read the Torah Elokim, Mefurash, it was explained. Vishum Seichel v'yavinu b'mikra v'yikru. So what does that mean? That pasuk. Where's that pasuk? It's a pasuk in Nehemiah. Vayikru. I could have known that because Rashi says b'sefer Ezra ksiv. Whenever it's a pasuk in Nehemiah, Rashi says it's Ezra. And it's the only time when I don't have an answer for this question. Why does always Rashi tell you it's Ezra? He'll never say it's a Mishlei. He'll never say that. He'll never say, oh, it's in Shoftim.
Because Ezra's coming right together.
I know, but why does he say Ezra? He should say nothing.
Ezra's
portion of the... No, first of all, it's in Nehemiah portion. Why does he say anything? He never tells you where a pasuk is. Never. Except for Ezra.
Okay.
or Nehemiah. He'll never say it's in Tehillim, it's in Mishlei, it's in Yoshua, it's in Shmuel Beis. He'll never say that. Only when it's in Ezra. Yeah, you'll see. What? But say for oh, but say for the kid.
The last two words of the
No, Rashi didn't write that. The printer wrote that. Rashi didn't write it. The printer wrote that. Rashi only tells you Sefer Ezra. You'll notice. Well, every time it comes out, I'll mention it to you. Anyway. What? That, yeah, but that's not a pasuk. He's explaining. Why you can't why you didn't want to be targeting say for Daniel, right? Okay. Right? Where is the case Mashiach? Where is that? So Rashi tells you, oh, by the way, that's in Daniel. I wouldn't know that. That's not a pasuk. It's an idea. Anyway, where am I? Vayikru b'sefer Torah Elokim. Zeh Mikra. Those are pesukim. Mefurash. Zeh Targum. That's the Targum. Vishum Seichel El HaPsukim. The Psukim. Where a pasuk begins and ends is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. What about Prakim? Prakim in the Torah? Where'd that come from? V'yavina b'mikra, 1 minute. Elu Piskei Ta'amim. That's Trup. Right? V'amrule Elu HaMesoras. Others say that's Mesoras. Where you stop, where you start. Either way, what do you mean? What do you mean? Uncle has wrote that. It's from the Torah. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's from Har Sinai. What do you mean? What do you mean? Uncle has wrote that. So like my answer, same answer. This answer makes a little sense. Shachacham, they forgot the Targum. Chazru v'Yisodam, he reinstituted it. He reminded everybody. Okay. Well, who wrote the Prakim? Where did the Prakim come from? You know where the Prakim came from? Prakim in the Torah. No. Bamidbar Perek Gimel says the following. That's from the Christians. That's Christians. What? Yeah. In the 200s, it came from there. It's a funny thing. If you look at them, many times they oh, that's a good place to stop. It makes sense. And sometimes, like this is Parsha. Parsha's motto starts on Pasuk Bees. Why is it starting on Pasuk Bees? Why don't we do that? Because the Christians made Pasuk Aleph and the Pinchas. Because they didn't have parshas. Okay. Now, Mishnah is an interesting question. Mishnah Doraisa, the law is Dazdeya. How come when Uncle is translated the Doraisa, the earth didn't shake? The Adinavi is Dazdeya. And when Uncle is translated the Navi, the earth shook. Why? What about how come it didn't shake by Torah? So the Gemara answers, Midoraisa, Mifarsha Milsa. Doraisa. All the Navi did, all the Targum does is explain the Torah. Okay? Sfasemes says that since there are Yud Gimel Midos, anybody can learn the Torah. Any Amaret, if they applied themselves, can learn the Torah. The earth doesn't have to shake for that. Which is fascinating. And therefore, says Sfasemes, Targum, not so necessary. Not so necessary. You can learn without it. The Nevi'i. But when it comes to Nevi'im, Ikum Mili Dimafarshin, there are some things that make sense. The Ikum Mili Dimistamin. And there are some things that don't make any sense. The Chsivit says, we're going to read now a Pasuk in, this is a Pasuk in Zechariah. It says, Bayomahu, on that day, which day? When Mashiach comes, Yigdal Hamaspe Bi Yerushalayim, there'll be a Hespid in Yerushalayim. Like that guy's funeral. Who's that guy? Like his funeral? That's what the funeral is going to be like in when Mashiach comes. Whose funeral are we going to be masked when Mashiach comes? Tzemach Lokas. Either the Rishayim or the funeral of the Eitz Hara. Okay? We're going to go with the funeral of the Eitz Hara because it's going to make more sense. Why? Amr of Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef, I'm sorry. Mashiach ben Yosef or the Eitz Hara. Amr of Yosef. Not Rishayim, I'm sorry. Ilmale Targuma the Haikra. If not for the Targum of this Pasuk, lo yadana ma'akabu, we have no idea what this means. What does this Pasuk mean? It means Bayomahu, on that day, Yatki Mafsida be Yerushalayim, there'll be a Hesped in Yerushalayim, Kim Mispida, the Achav Bar Omri, like there was for Achav, the son of Omri, the Kotil Yose Hadar Dimon Ben Tavrimon, Beramos Gilad, who killed the king. What? He was killed by Hadar Dimon, not Hadar Dimon. It's supposed to be Hadad? Hadad Rimon, right? Also, Ukimispida de Yoshio bar Amon, like the Hesped of Yoshio, the son of Amon, the Kotel Yose Paro Chagir of Bikas Megiddo. And Paro killed him in Megiddo. He was a tzaddik. Achav was not a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. So ask the Chasam Sofer, if you want to talk about a big funeral, how about Moshe Rabbeinu? How about Aaron HaKohen? That we were testing the Pasuk, the whole Kleistel cried for them. What are you bringing me these obscure things? Achav, such obscure funerals to tell you what it's going to be like in the you know, Mashiach comes, a big hesped for the Yetahara. What kind of thing is this? So the Chasam Sofer gets an unbelievable answer. He says, because it's exactly the point. When the Yetahara dies, so to speak, when he's no longer around, the Gemara says, the Tzadikim are going to cry, and the Rishayim are going to cry. The Tzadikim are going to cry because, right, they could have even been greater, and the Rishayim are going to cry because they could have been Tzadikim. Everybody's going to cry. That's why the Gemara picks, the Pasuk picks two opposite people. If what Achav's some no good, and Yoshio was a tzaddik. Two extremes. Because that's what's going to happen at the funeral. Moshe Rabbeinu was only a tzaddik. I was only a tzaddik. That doesn't drive home the point. This drives home the point. Two extremes of people. Yeah, both, everyone's going to be crying. Okay.
I don't understand why quake.
What?
I don't understand the quake.
The quake.
What happened that there was such a quake?
The Tosfos Rin says because nobody, these pshatim were never heard before. Not a reason, I know. Okay. Now we gotta move. Vereisi ani Daniel Levadi. Daniel says, I alone saw as Hamara the vision. Vanashem asher hayu imi, the people with me, lo ro as Hamara. They didn't see the vision. Aval charada gadol nafla aleihem. They had a big charada, a big fright. But yivruchu mehechabe, they ran away. Ma niyu anashim, who are these people? Amar of Yirmiyah, bar Itay, bar Chiyah, bar Abba. Zu chagai zechaya malachi. It's chagai zechaya malachi. Inhu adifi minei, v'ihu adifi minayu. In one sense, Daniel was better than them, and in another sense, they were better than Daniel, greater. Inhu adifi minei, inhu navi, v'ihu lo navi. They were Nevi'im. Daniel was not a Navi. What was he? I don't know, but he wasn't a Navi. What do you want to call him? Half a Navi. I don't know what he is. Right? What? Right. But ihu adifi minayu, he was greater than them. Why? The ihu chaza, at least he saw his vision. The inhu lo chaza. And they didn't see the vision. So the Gemara says, V'chim yachar delo chazi, my time he beat you. So if they didn't see the vision, why are they afraid?
He claims that he didn't admonish the people.
He didn't admonish the people, okay.
He saw the vision, but he didn't say anything.
So if they didn't see the vision, the Chagai Zechariah Malachi, why were they afraid? So the Gemara says, Afagav de inu lo chazi, even though they didn't see it, Mazlayu chazi, their mazl saw it. What does that mean? Somehow they sensed it. Amravina, Shmamina, Haiman Demivis, even though somebody is afraid, Afagav de Ihulo Chazi, Mazli Chazi. Sometimes you're afraid, you don't even know why you're afraid. You get this chill in you, that's what it is. Maitakante, what do you do to get rid of that fear? Liquid Kriyishma, you say Kriyishma. Vi Kaim Bemakam Hatunofas, and if you're in a dirty place where you can't say Kriyishma, Linchof Midukte Abar Gamiti, go away four amos. Vi Lo, and if you can't do that, Lemach, you say the following. Iza de Beit Havachi, the goat. At the slaughterhouse, Shamina Mine is fatter than me. Some kind of incantation. What it means, I don't know. Okay. Bahashta Damarta Medina. Now back to the Gemara. Now back to Megillah. Bahashta Damarta. Now that we said Medina u Medina v'ir v'ir l'drasha. So Medina and ir v'ir were both learned for drushas. What drushas? Shushan's different and walled cities are different. Mishpacha Mishpacha l'mayasa. So why does it say Mishpacha Mishpacha? What's different in different families? This family has to keep the Megillah and that family. Amar of Yossi, Bar Chanina, Lahavi, Mishpachos, Kahuna, Ulevia, to include Kahanam and Leviim, Shemavatlin Avodatan, they're Mavatl, their Avoda, Ubay and Lishma or Mikra Megillah. And they come to hear the Megillah. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kahanim Ba'avodatin, Kahanim during the Avodah, Levi'im B'duchanan, Levi'im while they're duchaning, while they're on the platform singing, and V'Yisrael Mama Madan, Kulam Avatlan Avodatin and Ba'al Lishma Mikra Megillah. Everybody stops what they're doing, you come hear the Megillah. Tanya Nami Hachi, Kahanim Ba'avodatin, Levi'im B'duchanan, V'Yisrael Mama Madan, Kulam Avatlan Avodatin and Ba'al Lishma Mikra Megillah. Everybody comes to hear the Megillah. Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe. From here, Rebbe taught Mevatlan Talmud Torah Ubar Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. You stop learning Torah to come hear the Megillah. It's to everybody, but the Megillah is also Torah, right? The Megillah is also Torah. So what does that mean? So there's two answers. Neither of them are good. One answer is that the quality of your learning is better than hearing Megillah, and you still have to go, because it's Bittul Torah in quality too. If somebody can learn more, and all they do is be Psukim all day long, or say Tillim all day, if that's all you can do, that's great. But if you can do more than that, it's a little bit of a Bittul Torah on some level if you don't maximize your potential. So if you sit and hear Megillah, I could do better than that. No, you still have to hear Megillah. That's one answer. That's a very firm answer. Another answer is, I don't know who said that answer. I heard it once. The others answer here that the time it takes to go hear the Megillah is for sure. I'm sitting here learning. I have to now get up, go to the other place with the Megillah reading. That's a whole half hour, business. I'm wasting my time. All right, while I'm there, I'm going to hear the Megillah until it gets started, until they're making the announcements. You know how it is. The whole thing takes forever. That's all Bittul Torah. I'm sitting here learning. I can get so much accomplished. The answer is no. You go, get up, and go over there and hear the Megillah. That's what it means. That's a hard answer. Difficult answer. The Kal V'Chomer Me'Avoda. How do you know you stop hearing the Megillah? How do you know you stop learning to hear the Megillah? It's a Kal V'Chomer. From what? From the Avoda. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma avoda shi chamura. Avoda is more chamur than learning Torah. Mevat linan. You stop. So Talmud Torah lo kolshkein. Isn't Talmud Torah all the more so? Now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Va avoda chamur mi Talmud Torah. Avoda is more chamur than Talmud Torah. Where do you get that from? So before we get to that answer, Tosfos asks the question on top. What do you mean you mevatel the avoda to go hear the Megillah? Why can't you do both? Do a vod and hear Megillah. Why can't you do both? What's the big deal? Right? Im Tomar, Vakasha, and I'm about Lidon. Why are you Mavatal? Va'achar Kriya, Yesh Harba Shos Lavoda. You have a whole day to do a voda. Where are you running? How does it take to hear Megillah already? V'yesh Lomar, well, Kiva Dim Shahir Ayom, Havizman Avoda. Well, the minute it gets light, it's time for the Avoda. They're Menichin Osa Bishvil Kriya, and they're not going to do their voda right away. They're going to wait on Purim. Vishamachi Karale, but that's called a Bittul. Even a delay is called a bittul. Vim Tomar, v'yasu avodas and miyad. So do the avoda first. V'yachakach kara Megillah levadam. Then read the Megillah alone. You can't do that. V'yesh Lomar, the tov likos and matzibur mishum dahavit fei persumenisa. You can't not go to a minyan on Purim. You can read it by yourself. That's not a persumenisa. You can't do it.
You don't ten kohanim in
the Maybe he didn't give that answer. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now we're going to say, what do you mean that avodah is more chomer than learning Torah? It's not true. Bakhtivit says, this is a famous Gemara, Vayihi b'hiyos Yeshua b'Yericho, when Yeshua was in Yericho, Vayisa'en, v'yavihine ish omed l'negdu, he saw a man there, Vayishtach, when he bowed to him. So right away the Gemara says, V'heichi avod, how can he do that? V'amar Yeshua ben Levi, asal adam shidin shalom l'chaveru b'layla. You're not allowed to say shalom to somebody at night, chashin on shem ha-shedu, maybe he's a shade. You don't say grieving to a shade. How can you bow down to him? No, shiny hashem da amalei kiani sar hashtava hashem. He said, "I'm an angel of God." He said, "It's not a shade." So v'dilma mishakwe. Maybe he was lying. Gamrinan the law mafsiki shem shemam levatala. Shaden don't lie, or malachim don't lie. So it wasn't a lie. It was really an angel. So now back to the question. Amalo. So. The Malach tells him, right? Emes, last night, Bitaltem Talmud Shalbein Harbayim. You didn't bring the Talmud Shalbein Harbayim. V'achshav Bitaltem Talmud Torah. And now you mevatel Talmud Torah. right? He asks Tosfos, why didn't they bring the Talmud Rabbeinu Abaye that night? Why not? Why didn't they bring it at night? Tosfos gives a fascinating answer. He says he can't bring the Kamed Talmud if the Aron HaKodesh is not where it's supposed to be. And since the Aron HaKodesh is out in battle with them, it wasn't where it's supposed to be, it can't bring the Kamed Talmud. A fascinating answer. Where do you make up that rule from? Huh? So we believe it was there
buried.
Oh, look, we'll do it inside. The third Tosfos. Emesh. Kasha. Amai Batlu. Why did they bring the carbon tamid? Fish Lama Dama Torah Batlu. I didn't say they didn't learn. Lafisha Yitzar Malair. Right? Call Yisrael. They were under siege. It's hard to learn. We're under siege. Hard to learn. Right? Aval Kahanim. Amai Lohayim Akivin Tamid. Why did they bring the carbon tamid? The Aron was not in its place. It's fascinating. No? Anyway, back to the Gemara. Amar lo. So Yeshua says back to the Malach on the bottom line. So what are you here for, Lamaisa? What Avera are you here for? Amar lo. I'm here for right now. What's right now? They're not learning. Miyad, right away. So it's Miyad, right away. Yehoshua b'layla hahu b'soch ha'emek. Yehoshua lied that night, learned that night, b'soch ha'emek. So Tosfos points out at the bottom, Tosfos, there is no pasuk like that in Navi. It's a combination of two psukim. One's from I, one's from Yehoshua. No pasuk says that, but the idea is the same, a good idea. It's a good idea. Even Tosfos says, "V'derech hashashu l'katzar psukim l'arim." The Gemara always does that, lump psukim together. It's not a real pasuk, and we would just keep on reading, right? Right, we just keep on reading. We don't even know it's not a pasuk. Tosfos knew it wasn't a pasuk. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Malamed Shetlon Habam Kasha Halacha, that he went to go learn. So what do you see from here? There's two aveiros were done, not learning and not avoda, and the Malach is upset about the learning, not the avoda. So what do you see? Learning is worse, not avoda is worse. Learning is more machmir. What? So you can still get punished for it. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Me'Karavirus Talmidim. You see from here that learning Torah is greater than bringing a Talmud. Shenemar Atabasi. Now you hear. So the Gemara answers Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha De Rabim Ha De Yachid. Right? Why was the Malach upset? Because of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. That's worse. But Avoda the Rabbim, right? But Torah of Yachid loses to Avoda. Okay? Now, but Yachid Kal? Is that true? Yachid is such a small, so low on the list? But now we learned. Nashim b'moed. Nashim on Chalamoid. On Yontif. On Chalamoid. Manos. They cry, avaloma tapchos, but they don't beat their breast. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, this is by a funeral. Im hayu smuchos lamita, if they're right near the mace, then metapchos, they do that. Ubrashich hadashim, ubachanaka, ubapurim, and a rishchodesh on chanaka, and the key here is purim. Ma'anos, they cry, vim metapchos, and they also beat themselves because it's not such a yontif. Ubazeh, but whether it's Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, it doesn't matter. Avalom Konos, but they don't wail. Of a Rabbi Bar Huna, ain Moed b'fnei Talmud Chacham. If he's a Talmud Chacham, we pretend it's not even a Moed. Right? We pretend it's not a Moed, you can do all the crying, doesn't matter. V'chein, v'kolshkein, v'chanukah u'purim. And for sure, on Chanukah and Purim. So it's the Kasha. Right? So you see from here, that the kavod of a Talmud Chacham, the kavod of someone who learns Torah, it pushes away the yontif aspect of Purim. So for sure, Torah itself should push away the yontif aspect of Purim. So for sure. And therefore, learning Torah should override the Megillah, even of a Yachid. The Gemara answers, kavod Torah kamarta. I mean, we didn't mention Torah. We learned kavod Torah. Kavod Torah the Yachid chamor. The Kavod Torah of Yachid is Chomer. Talmud Torah, the Yachid, Kal. The Talmud Torah of Yachid is Kal. What's the difference between Kavod Torah and learning Torah? So the The interesting. So over here he says the Sasema says like this, because Kavanah Torah is eternal, and learning Torah is only that minute. I'm learning Torah right now, so I'm not learning Torah tomorrow. Right now I'm learning Torah. That loses to Megillah, but Kavanah Torah, which celebrates a lifetime, not just 1 hour, but it celebrates a lifetime, that wins the Megillah. Okay. Next, Amar Rava, Pshita Li, Avoda or Mikra Megillah Adif. If you have a choice between Avoda and Megillah, Avoda wins. How do you know? Read the Yosef Rechini. We just spent half an hour on how do you know that? Talmud Torah or Mikra Megillah? What about learning and Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah. Again, Mikra Megillah wins. How do you know? Read the Samkhush Albeis Rebbe. We said, Rebbe said, no yeshivas on Purim, because you got to go hear Megillah. What about this? Talmud Torah or Meis Mitzvah? What about Talmud Torah and a Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah wins. Midatanya. Because it says, Mivatlin and Talmud Torah, Umavatel Talmud Torah, Lotzas HaMeis, for a Meis, Ulach Nasas Kala. Right? Tosfos says, Meis Mitzvah Adif, Lav Dafka Meis Mitzvah. It doesn't mean somebody. No, you found some dead body somewhere you don't know who belongs. That's what it means. Not just that. But who had luchol meisim shiva olam? Any meis. Mevatlam Talmud Torah lohotiyam. Now, I don't know what that means. Every time someone's at the Leviah, I have to go to the Leviah? It means a precept. I have to stop my learning and go give kavod. Right? Doesn't mean I have to go. I sit in the funeral home all day long. That's not what it means. Right? If it's a procession. And everyone's going out. The whole town's going out. I'm staying over here. I'm learning Daf Yomi now. No, you stop the Daf Yomi and you go. Right? So since we're going to mention Meis Mitzvah in a minute, we can stay with Meis Mitzvah. The Lav Dafka Meis Mitzvah. Chanting with a kala. Doesn't mean you have to go to every... You don't have to dance at every wedding. Right? What about Avodu Meis Mitzvah? What about Avodu and Meis Mitzvah? Which one wins? Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah wins. Mila Achoso. From the pasuk of Ulachosa, we learn that din. What's that? Titanya Ulachosa Matamid Lomar. So Rashi reminds us the whole story. It says in the pasuk by a Nazir, it says he's not allowed to become Tamid for a Meis. Not for his father, not for his mother, not for his brother, not for his sister. So you just said you can't become Tamid to anybody. Why do you have to mention out your parents and your brother and your sister? So Rashi explains, the Gemara learns out, your father, even if you're a Kohen, you're a Kohen and a Nazir, you still don't have to be a Tamid for your father. But for a Meis Mitzvah, yet. What about if you're a Nazir and you're a Kohen Gadol? You're also not a Tamid for your mother. But for a Meis Mitzvah, yet. What if you're, what was it, brother? I'm sorry. One was a Nazir, one was a Kohen, and then your brother is a Kohen Gadol. I mean, you're a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. What about your sister? Why does it say your sister? It doesn't teach us anything. So the Gemara says, "If ain't no Indian for that, to make leo Indian lachos amatamad lomar." Back to the Gemara, Hareisha yaholech lishchot es pitzcho. You were going to shecht your carbon pesach, v'lomol es beno, and to give a brismila to your son, v'shama shemes lomes. And now you found out there's a mes yachal. I would think you're tamei. I would think you go become tamei. Amart lo yitamei. No, you keep on doing the brismila. Yachal kashem she'ena matayim la'achoso kachena matayim la'meis mitzvah. That's only for a family member. What about for meis mitzvah? Avol matayim la'meis mitzvah. La'achoso who de'ena matayim. Avol matayim la'meis mitzvah. Okay, very good. Boy Rava, mikra megillah u'meis mitzvah ha'menayu adif. What about mikra megillah and meis mitzvah? Which one's better? Right? What's really the kasha here? We just said Meis Mitzvah beats everything, right? So why would we think that it makes... What? Yeah, what kind of kasha is this? Meis Mitzvah beats everything, right? Okay. Mikra Megillah Adif. The Mikra Megillah is better. Mishum Pesumei Nitzah. Or Dilma Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod Abrius. Which one's better? Pesumei Nitzah so great or Kavod Abrius? So Basa Debai Hadar Pashta. After he asked it, he answered it. And he said Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah is better. The Amar Mar. God will cover Abrius. Shadoch Es Lo Tasei Sheba Torah. Kavod Abrius is so great, it even pushes off a Lo Tasei. Which Lo Tasei? There's a lo sase in the Torah that says if you're walking by and you see a lost object, don't pretend you don't see it. Right? Don't pretend you don't see it. Keep on walking. Don't pretend. Go get it. What if it's beneath you? Right? What does that mean? What if Moshe finds he's walking by and he sees your ball under the car? So he should go bend on his hands and knees and go under the car and get himself all dirty to get your ball? He doesn't have to do that. He can keep on walking. He's violating a lo sase in the Torah. Torah says, don't keep on walking. No, but if it's beneath your kavod, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, but shouldn't he then, okay, he doesn't have to bend
out again. So he can go tell somebody. Okay, that's fine. That's fine, but you can't do that. You have to go get that on your hands and knees and get the ball. Unless you're on that Madriga, but you don't have to. Or even if you're a Kohen and the ball's in the cemetery. Right. You have to make yourself pummeled to get the ball. You don't have to do that. You can tell somebody, but you don't have to do it. So what do you see? Kavod HaBris is so great, it's even doka that. Gufa. Amr Vishur ben Levi, Krach, a city, Fachal HaSamachlo, anything nearby, Fachal HaNira Imo, and anything you could see it, Nidon Kikrach, it's considered the same city. Why is that? So the Rajba gives an unbelievable answer. The Rajba says, and you know, it hits home when you hear this answer, because when there's a time of war, they all join together. That means they're really the same city. Yeah, but they live in the fancy part, and we live over it. Yeah, that's all true. It's all good. But when there's a time of war, they're all one city.
They all go into the walls.
They all go into the, what?
They all go into the walls.
Right, they all go into the, they all share the tzara together. It's unbelievable part. Tana, Samach, if it's close by, Afal Pisha Eino Nira, even if you can't see it, or Nira, if you can see it, Afal Pisha Eino Samach, even if it's not close by. So Bishlam and Nira, Afal Pisha Eino Samach, how can it be, how can you, I understand that you can see it and it's not close by. I'm on top of a mountain. I can see very far away. It's not nearby at all. Ela Samach, how can it be close by? I'd not be able to see it. How could that be? So, how's that possible? You're in a valley. So you can be very close by, but you can't see it. Levi, if a city was inhabited, and then they built a city around it, a walls around it, I'm sorry, Nidon Kikfar. It has the din of an unwalled city. Rashi says this means regarding the laws of buying houses in unwalled cities. Tosfos, that's not what it means. It's talking about Megillah. What are you bringing in from Erechin? It's talking about Megillah.
So there was a town that was Yeshua, but they only built a wall.
Later. But they lived there now, but they built the wall later. Doesn't count. My timer. The chiv ish ki yimchar bayis moshev ir choma. Shehukaf ul basof yashav. Velo she yashav ul basof hukaf. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Krach she'ein bo asar bat lanin. If a krach doesn't have at least 10 people that are sitting around, they have nothing to do. Just make sure that the shul has a minyan. So all their job is, your city like that, that doesn't go by population. It goes by. Do you have this milah? Nidon ki kvar. It has the status of a kvar. My kamashbalan. What's the chiddush in that? Tanina. Ezu ir gedola kol she'ein bo asar bat lanin. If you're a big city, as long as you have that. Pachas Mikan, less than that, Harezek Kfar, you're considered a tall, little village. I'm sorry, not walled and unwalled. Village and big town, because we learned that a village always moved it up to the Monday and Thursday. A big town didn't. So if you have 10, how do you know if you're a big town or not? It doesn't go by population. It goes by if you have these 10 people. So we know that already. So the Gemara answers, Krach is Trichalei. It was necessary to tell me about a Krach. What does that mean, Krach is Trichalei? Because later on we're going to use the word ear, a city. And we're telling you now to differentiate between a krach and an ear gadol. Afagav demikle le ma'alma. Even if there's always a binyan in that shul, like traveling by, passing through, this and that, they're not koveya 10 people, it's considered a village. Do one more line, a few more lines. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, krach shecharav. If a krach was destroyed, ulubasof yashav. And then it was re-inhabited. Nidon kikrach. That is the status of a krach. My charav. What does it mean charav? Destroyed. Ilema charva chamosav. If the walls were destroyed. Yashav in. Lo yashav lo. But then the kicker is if you're living there or not. Tanya b'lazot b'myotzi omer. Asher lo choma. It says lo with an aleph and a vav. Af al pi she'ein lo achshav. V'hay lo kodav l'chev. It doesn't have to have a wall now. It had to have a wall then. So what do you mean it was destroyed? Destroying the wall makes no difference. Ella, my charav, charav me'asar bat lanin. Now you no longer have the asar bat lanin. That's what you don't have. That's a different story. Then the status of the city changes. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.